And what memories do you have of Dr. Lawrence?
My memories of Dr. Lawrence are, first of all, the London Clinic and many, many visits there, and going there by taxi and going into this courtyard and then going in and going up this lift and coming out of the lift and going into his, he had a small, perhaps only two rooms, a suite of rooms in the London Clinic. And the first room was inhabited by Miss Pierce, whose name was quite a good name for Miss Pierce. And it was Miss Pierce who was his assistant and did a tremendous amount of his work and was rumoured to be the person who'd actually written the famous diabetic ABC. And then beyond Miss Pierce's room was Dr. Lawrence. And he was such a kind man. I remember him. I don't know whether this is accurate, but of course I was tiny, so he seemed quite a big man. I always remember his bow tie. I can remember him wearing rather dark suits. And at some stage quite early on, I was told, or I realised, that he also was a diabetic. I'm sure that was because he talked about it. His whole life was dealing with diabetes, from himself, and then, because he was so good at it, teaching others to do the same thing. But the worst thing of all about the visits was the blood test, which had to be done perhaps once or twice a year, which involved sitting close to Miss Pierce, and she would make a nick in your earlobe, and she would then get this long pipette about that long, about 9 inches long, I would say, and she would quite roughly put this pipette against the blood in the ear. She would squeeze the ear and somehow get the blood into the pipette. I think she may have sucked it in, I'm not sure, but anyway, she ended up with this very thin, long pipette full of my blood, and it was very painful, and that was definitely the worst. Nothing else was as bad as that, and it was because of that that I used to dread going there. But I didn't dread seeing Dr. Lawrence at all. He was very, very nice, and he would ask the usual questions, how we were doing, how we were managing, you know, the blood tests and everything, and not the blood test, the urine test. But then later on, when they'd got the blood test, he would write to my parents, I presume, and he would talk about the, how much insulin I needed. And of course, at that stage, we would try to tell him how we were. I say we, I would say, and my mother would say. And of course, every diabetic's life involves times when you need sugar. I used to call it blue for most of my life, and in fact I still call it blue, because blue is the colour on the clinitest, and when I feel blue is when I need sugar. But in the early days I didn't really do that. We had barley sweets, and I remember I had a little pony, and I used to go out on this pony with members of my family, quite long rides on the pony. The pony was as safe as a house, literally you would never fall off that pony. But in my pockets were all the barley sweets, which I would suck if and when I felt blue. And so that's more or less what we talked about, I expect, when we went to see Dr. Lawrence.